Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Collectors, written by David Baldacci and read by L.J. Ganser, Richard Mover, and Amy Jolson.
Chapter 1. Roger Seagraves walked out of the U.S. Capitol after an interesting meeting that, surprisingly, had had little to do with politics. That evening, he sat alone in the living room of his modest suburban home after arriving at an important decision. He had to kill someone, and that someone was a very significant target. Instead of a daunting proposition, Seagraves saw it as a worthy challenge. The next morning, Seagraves drove to his office in Northern Virginia. Sitting at his desk in a space that was small and cluttered, and looked exactly the same as other workspaces up and down the corridor, he mentally assembled the critical pieces of his task. Seagraves finally concluded that he would do the deed himself, unwilling to trust it to a third party. He'd killed before, many times in fact. The only difference now was he wouldn't be doing it for his government. This one was all for him. He spent the next 2 days in careful, decisive preparation efficiently conducted around his day job. The three imperatives of his mission were embedded in every action he performed. 1. Keep it simple. 2. Provide for every contingency. And 3. Never panic, no matter how much your plan goes awry. Which it occasionally did. However, if there were a fourth rule, it would have to be exploit the fact that most people are fools when it comes to things that actually matter, like their own survival. He had never suffered from that shortcoming. Roger Seagraves was 42, single and childless. A wife and brats would certainly have complicated his unorthodox lifestyle. In his previous career with the federal government, he'd adopted false identities and traveled across the world. Fortunately, changing identities was stunningly easy to do in the computer age. A few clicks of the Dell, a server somewhere in India hummed, and from one's fancy laser printer, out popped a new you, with all the official bells, whistles, and available credit. Seagraves could actually buy all that he needed on an internet site that required a carefully guarded password. It was akin to a Macy's department store for criminals, sometimes dubbed by its felonious clientele as Evil Bay. There, one could purchase everything from first-rate ID packs and stolen credit card numbers to the services of professional hitmen or sterilized weapons if you were inclined to commit the murder yourself. He usually obtained the necessary materials from a dealer who had a 99% approval rating from his customers and a money-back guarantee. Even killers liked to go with quality.